Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we hear from Sister Lewis Mary Passeri. Sister Lewis Mary is a spiritual director and a longtime preacher on this podcast. Her preaching is entitled, Do You Still Not Understand?
A reading from the Gospel according to Mark. The disciples had forgotten to bring bread, and they had only one loaf with them in the boat. Jesus enjoined them, Watch out, guard against the leaven of the Pharisees and the leaven of Herod. They concluded among themselves that it was because they had no bread. When he became aware of this, he said to them, Why do you conclude that it is because you have no bread? Do you not yet understand or comprehend? Are your hearts hardened? Do you have eyes and not see, ears and not hear? And do you not remember when I broke the 5 loaves for the 5,000, how many wicker baskets full of fragments you picked up? They answered, 12. When I broke the 7 loaves for the 4,000, how many full baskets of fragments did you pick up? They answered, 7. He said to them, Do you still not understand? Can you almost hear Jesus' words? Do you still not understand? Do you hear the disappointment, the frustration, the impatience? The apostles and Jesus had just got in the boat when the apostles realized someone forgot to get bread. They were distracted and concerned about this oversight. Evidently, Jesus wanted to teach them something at this time, but they were not really hearing what Jesus had to say. They were stuck in their own need. They jumped to the conclusion that Jesus was concerned about the same problem that concerned them, a shortage of bread. Jesus calls them to task, saying, They have eyes and ears, but they do not see or hear what is really important. He reminds them about the miracles of loaves, making it clear that if there were a shortage of bread and they were hungry, he could easily take care of the problem. But their hearts are hardened, and so Jesus asks them with a heavy heart, Do you still not understand? It's easy for me to be critical of the apostles, but I'm in the same boat. There are times when I am so centered and focused on my needs, my concerns, that I have no capacity to learn something from the Lord. I seem to be stuck in a ditch that keeps me from being free to see or hear what our Lord wants me to learn. And maybe Jesus says to me, Do you still not understand? After all the things I've done for you, after all the times I've bailed you out and saved you from your own mistakes, after all the times I've provided for you without your even asking, do you still remain stuck in your own anxieties that prevent you from seeing and hearing what I have to say to you? Maybe we are not so different from the apostles in this case. So, what are we to do? How can we see and hear and have a tender heart and receive what Jesus wants us to know, what he wants us to learn? I think the first thing is to realize that our God is giving us an opportunity to draw closer to himself and to desire that grace to accept the invitation. God is giving us the opportunity to be loosed from the ditch, to be free of the obsessions we have concerning our own needs, to remember the times God has come to our rescue, and then to renew our trust in his love for us. He chided the apostles, and maybe he chides us by reminding us of the times he has provided for our needs, so as to assure us that he will continue to care for us. Today is a good day to ask for the grace and to entrust our cares to God's merciful providence, and to not be stuck, but rather free. Free to hear and see what his message for us is today. The message may come in prayer, or through a conversation with another person, or through an experience. However God wishes to reveal his will to us, we pray for the gift to understand and respond to his message. Dear Jesus, you wanted so much to share your wisdom with the apostles. Today, you want to share your wisdom with me. Free me of my anxieties so that I can be open to hear and see and understand what you want me to learn. Touch my hardened heart, Lord, and make it more like yours. Amen.